Hey, what's going on, people? Jamal here with another episode of Raw and Uncut. So today I had to drop a post on Instagram talking about self-love, the expression of love, and how I act and how we can act within love, and how often are you really acting within love? So I had to question myself on this today due to the fact that I am terrible for it, of not being active and knowing what my acts of love are. So sometimes I'll do things of which I know I really shouldn't do or really don't want to do, particularly with food. I'm terrible for eating foods of which I know I shouldn't really eat, or no, I don't really want to eat, but I'm just eating because it's a quicker and easier option, or I know that it's it tastes good. In all honesty, it tastes real good. I love my goddamn food. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, some of these acts aren't really within love, or are not practicing love or self-love. However, I do have the opposite end of the spectrum. I do each day have affirmations, or which I spit to myself every day. And some of these affirmations could go from like, I am powerful, I am strong, I am love, I feel love, I am intelligent, you know what I'm saying? So it could be anything on them lines to do with then gratitude affirmations each day, like what I'm grateful for. If I ever find myself feeling down or in dumps, or you know, feeling depressed, because we all feel depression. It is an emotion we all feel at some point or another. It's just some feel it more than others, or for extended periods of times, or for longer periods of times. So when I'm feeling these emotions, these negative emotions, these feelings of guilt, jealousy, or whatever it may be, I'll reassure myself with gratitude affirmations. And then after I'm done with the gratitude affirmations and I'm feeling so good, I'm feeling good, or this level of good, I like enhance that, and I'll then like spit affirmations about myself, things that I'm good at, things that I want to feel, things that I want to reinforce within myself, you know. And then I'll go do something. Like straight after, I'll go do something what is an act of love. So for myself, it's like dancing, which is like an expression within myself, like a way I express myself through dance. Or it will be go work out, or go be sit in the sun and ground myself, enjoy the good weather that we've been having over here in England. Or it will be like some other stuff I do. Or I tend to read, study, these kinds of things. These are acts of love. Eat good foods that I know are good for me. Drink water, you know. So it's like these kinds of things that I kind of do in order to express or reinforce love within myself, or, you know, give myself that feeling of love. I've got a question for you guys. How often are you participating in love within yourself? How often are you reassuring yourself of love? How often are you giving yourself that feeling of love? How often are you making yourself feel loved? You know, because it starts within yourselves. If you're not doing it within yourself, how can you ever, you should never expect anything from anybody else anyway, but how can you ever know the real feeling? Like, how can you put that pressures on somebody else? I think this is something that many of us do when we step into relationships and whatnot, is we expect them to give us the feeling of love. We expect them to give us this feeling of well-being and expect them to do acts of love towards us. But we are not practicing these same principles within ourselves. We are not participating in loving ourselves. We are not doing acts of love within ourselves. But yet we're expecting these outside sources, which is whether it be outside, it will be partners that we're with, or friends or family members, to then participate in practicing love towards us. So expecting them to then make us feel loved. We're expecting them to express love to us. Expecting them to do these things that we want them to do that make us feel good and make us feel loved. But yet we're not doing it ourselves. Why? Why are we putting this pressure on them? Why are we making them feel like they must do it? Why are we even having this expectation within ourselves of them? You know, what gives us the right to then do something like that? What gives us the right to put them pressures on them people? Because in my opinion, we don't have that right. We don't have that. We shouldn't have that. We shouldn't have that thought process of putting them pressures on people, other people, for us to feel love if we're not doing it ourselves. And even if we are, it shouldn't be a thing of pressuring them into doing it so you feel good when you're not doing it, or even to enhance your good, it should just be a thing of these people do these things because they want to, and we accept it and see what they're doing. You know, I have a group of friends of which show acts of love in their way of showing acts of love. And like, some people are like, oh, nah, you got to cut them off. Like, that ain't a real friend if they ain't messaging you to see how you're doing on a regular basis. If they ain't boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, no, because that's not the way they show love. Now, if I message them that this is the way we show love, is like, rah, I've got a thought process, or I've got something going on in, within me, or going on within my life. Until I tell them that I'm going through this, they're not going to know. So in their eyes, I'm good, I'm cushy, I'm sweet. I'm doing what I need to do. I'm focusing on what I need to focus on. I'm getting done what I need to get done. If I need them, they're there. So then when I message them, or call them, or tell them I need to link up, let's have a link up, boom, they're straight, they're on it. They're like, all right, cool. Now that's their way of acting within love. And that's not just their way, that's how we operate as a group. So if I ever have an issue or outstanding problem or something going on, I know immediately I can message, call, etc., etc., etc. That door is there, always open, and that it's accessible. So there's no pressure on them, and there was pressure on myself to feel like, oh, I've got to go message him, because I don't have to go message him. I really don't. You know what I'm saying? I really don't. I don't have to message him all the time, and they are very aware of that, because the reason I don't need to message him, I'm not messaging him all the time, or whatever it may be, is because I'm dealing with what I need to deal with, and they're dealing with what they need to deal with, as in, like, working on themselves, progressing, moving forward, grinding, whatever it may be. And when they need to, it's vice versa, you know what I'm saying? Like, we've got that door open, and we can go through that and express what we need to express, and then let out what we need to let out, and talk to them in whatever ways we need to talk to them, and say what we need to say. And then they'll help us in, help me, or we'll help each other in whatever ways we feel we need to, or whatever ways we can, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, this is the way we act. My group, just for instance, one of my groups, act within love, and it's like, people, for other outsiders, they don't understand it, you know. So don't pressure yourself, and don't pressure others into doing certain things that you believe are acts of love, if it's not really and truly an act of love within yourself and within your group, you know. Don't have them expectations. The moment you drop expectations, lives get better. I'm telling you. The moment I stopped expecting things from people, like, I'm not that important. And I come to that realization, like, I am not that important to be on the forefront of your mind at every moment that I am sad and upset. Like, first of all, how are you meant to know that I'm sad and going through something and upset? I don't tell you. Like, first and foremost, how are you meant to know? Well, you're meant to just, boom, immediately, I'm going through something. You're meant to just know? Like, come on. That don't even make no sense. That whole thought process, that expectation, it doesn't even make sense. So the moment you drop expectations from others, you then open your life and world to endless possibilities and endless, like, vision of gratitude, because everything they do and give to you is like such a wow factor. It has that such a wow meaning to it. Because you're not expecting anything. So when they do give you, like, even like a text message or a little phone call, or what are you doing today? Do you want to come on over? Or what are you doing this weekend? Like, that alone is like, yeah. Because you're not expecting it just because they're your friend, they should just give you it. Or because you're not expecting it just because they're your loved one, or your partner, or your friend, or your girlfriend or boyfriend, or whatever it may be, your mum, dad, brother, sister, cousin, whatever. You get me? Right, so yeah, there's a little food for thought, little thought that I had today, and I was like, well, I really need to get this out. If you don't have me up on Instagram or Facebook, get at me. I use Instagram a lot more, so the better one to get me at is on Instagram. My Instagram username is Jamal Hilaire. That's JAHMAL_HILAIRE. Hit me up. Give me your thoughts. Let me know what you guys think. What acts you guys do within love? What are acts? What are things you do for love, to feel love within yourself? Yeah, let me know. Peace.